Hello and welcome back to another episode of What's Up Finance, where I, Shubham Asava, bring to you the latest and most important news and updates of the financial world simplified. Have you ever heard of the term called the Midas Touch? I'm sure you have, but for the listeners who haven't, Midas Touch is the ability to make money out of anything one undertakes. It originated from Greek mythology, where one king named Midas was given the power to turn everything into gold whatever he touches, and hence the term the Midas Touch, making anything and everything successful wherever you put your hands into. Now, in more common and more latest terms, Midas Touch is often used for stock picking also. Let's say one of your friend proclaimed himself to have the Midas Touch and he's picking all the right stocks that are turning into multi-bagger and even recommending you that, hey, I have touched so many stocks and they have turned multi-baggers, this is the right stock for you. Trust me, that's not the kind of financial advice you want to go for. Do your own research, consult your financial advisor, and be your own King Midas. Find your own Midas Touch. And that's how you will build your portfolio for a longer term. Now, do you remember when Raju Rastogi had a bad interview and the whole background score of Three Idiot played? Well, this is what RBI will sing for Indian rupee that is currently critically in ICU. This week, rupee touched fresh lows of 82.22 against the US dollar. The bruising from rising crude prices and rate hikes from US Federal Reserve has led to this critical condition. Despite RBI's constant effort and intervention, the currency has depreciated close to 9% in the last 1 year. Even the recent outcome from the monetary policy did not heal much. While the condition of the currency in no way be considered stable, but better all is well, because despite the fall, most of the damage is owed to the external reasons and not internal chaos. Thus, as Ranchor Das would say, Dil par haath rakkar bolo bhaiya, all is well. And let's forget about the depleting forex reserve that RBI has constantly spent to keep the rupee hanging there. How long do you think will this ventilator survive? Hopefully, all will be well with the Indian rupee. But it might not be true for Debit Suisse. You heard me right. Credit Suisse can now be called Debit Suisse, owing to the recent crisis. Last week, our team was nostalgic about the Lehman crisis, and this week also they were discussing the financial crisis while enjoying the unexpected rains. But coming back to the present, the bank's share price this year has tanked by 57% so far. The Credit Suisse bond prices have fallen steeply because fewer people want to lend money to them. This has resulted in higher credit default swap. Let me break down CDS for you. CDS is a type of insurance investors taken out against a company when they believe that the company will default. Higher the risk, more expensive is the price. Ye bure din kaise aa gaye? Kahan gaye wo acche din? Risky investments and multiple investments of Credit Suisse have filed for bankruptcy. Can it be the next Lehman? This seems a little exaggerated, but let's hope not. Talking about exaggeration, how can we miss the exaggerated big fat Indian wedding? All the band baja barat, the glitz and glamour, how much do I miss Barati dance? Well, if anyone is looking for a relative for hire, you know how to reach out to me, don't you? Even though abhi tak mujhe koi wedding invite nahi mila hai, to be fair, but Fairmont Hotel in Jaipur is enjoying the wedding season as the rates are already up by 35% from pre-COVID levels and is sold out from October to February. Indians take their weddings seriously. No jokes there. Paneer has to be in paneer butter masala, gulab jamun has to be warm, and no fufajis are to be upset. The Indian wedding industry is estimated to be worth $50 billion and everyone wants a piece of it. As many couples get ready to celebrate their togetherness, the industry gears up to this ecosystem and bring out the band baja and barat. Seems like a good investment opportunity in some good industries. And full disclosure, I even have some hospitality stocks which are giving me good fruitful results, all thanks to the booming of the wedding industry. But what is good without a good wedding meal, which gets your mouth watering? But you know what is not mouth watering? The food served on airplane. I am done with the cup noodles and cool sandwiches. But wait, somebody came to my rescue, the Maharaja. Air India has rolled out a new in-flight menu on their domestic flight. The new menu includes buttery croissant, omelets, chicken 65 and assortment of mithais. The big question is, why are they introducing something so life-changing? Although the Fufaji in me is super happy, but since homecoming, Tata Group is revamping the network, fleet and now the food. This will make the competition steaming in the air. Now we cannot not think about the competition without a mention of fintech ecosystem and the recent merger and acquisition between Prosus, the owner of PayU, and payments aggregator BillDesk. What was supposed to be the second largest M&A deal in South Asia is now on a permanent pause. Most people are calling this pulling off an Elon Musk. Wow, that certainly has become a latest term now. Despite the regulatory green flag from the Competition Commission of India, a rule breaker or promise breaker will always be a shoemaker. Kidding. I'm not sure what my writers are thinking this week, but let's go with it. Well, that's it for this week's wrap. And now segueing into my favorite section, which my friend and new Tawaga tribe member has also requested time and again to know what Tawaga tribe has been up to. Now, this week, we were traveling to different parts of Rajasthan, following Kabir Yatra and embracing the Yatris in ourselves. The sojourn journey of music, in between also getting featured on Mint article, and enjoying a mint ice cream at Baskin Robbins is the kind of little joys of happiness that we like to enjoy. As Yatris would say, man mast magan. That's all for today's episode. Hope you enjoyed listening to us. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And keep simplifying finance with me so that you and I together can say, what's up, finance?